God's judgment on the rebellion. Thus perished the instigators of rebellion in Israel. Ahithophel had died by his own hand. The princely Absalom, whose beauty had been the pride of Israel, had been cut down in his youth, his dead body thrust into a pit and covered with a heap of stones, in token of everlasting reproach. The leader of the rebellion being slain, two messengers were at once dispatched to bear the tidings to the king. The second messenger came, crying, "Tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee." From the father's lips came the question, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" Unable to conceal the heavy tidings, the herald answered, "The enemies of my lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is." David questioned no further, but with bowed head went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept, and as he went, thus he said, "O my son Absalom! My son Absalom! Would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son!" The victorious army approached the city, their shouts of triumph awaking the echoes of the hills. But as they entered the city gate the shout died away, their banners drooped in their hands, for the king was not waiting to bid them welcome. From the chamber above the gate his wailing cry was heard, "O my son Absalom! My son Absalom! Would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son!" Joab was filled with indignation. God had given them reason for triumph and gladness, the greatest rebellion ever known in Israel had been crushed. Yet this great victory was turned to mourning for him whose crime had cost the blood of thousands of brave men. The rude, blunt captain pushed his way into the presence of the king and boldly said, "Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, in that thou lovest thine enemies, and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day, that thou regarded neither princes nor servants, for this day I perceive, that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants, for I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now." Harsh and cruel as was the reproof, David did not resent it. Seeing that his general was right, he went down to the gate, and with words of commendation greeted his brave soldiers as they marched past him.